This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. That beat drop was long.
Yeah.
Silent. Sometimes I like to let them play out, but that one wasn't quite ready. But I'm going to read something off the text line that I will like.
Oh.
Fitzy will like.
Okay.
Dan Ball will not like.
Really?
And it's not a shot at you.
Oh, okay.
It's just a...
I wouldn't expect it to be.
There are some on there if you want me to keep you up to date in those.
Oh,
in the
no, that's fine. I there were shots at me before I got hired here. That's fine.
That is true. They were mean.
Yes, they were.
Uncalled for.
I was showing a friend of mine that yesterday. It was relatively jarring. Let's get back to the text line.
The 781 says, you guys missed the obvious best basketball playing Patriot. It's got to be Austin Hooper.
Oh no.
I knew Dan Ball wouldn't like it. That's solid dad humor.
That is major props to them on that one. I can't believe.
Wow. Well played.
Stiz and I are not sleeping well enough these days if both of us let that slip under the cracks.
That was well done. But speaking of well done, or not well done, because no. I continue. Do you guys just want to kick me out? I know they're kicking Terp out of whatever the hell they do in the middays, some sort of touchdown parlay or whatever. They're kicking him out because he sucked so bad.
What happened to your idea? You pitched it to him off air that we switch weak links. That the midday show gets you and we get Terp at some point.
Oh, that's it.
I can look into that to see if we can spice things up. We just change the old garbage for garbage, change of scenery trade, trash for trash.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'm willing. I can't do this anymore. I am not good enough. I'm an anchor that is just keeping you guys down. Sooner, I wish you well in your future endeavors. I want you to win, Dan
Ball. I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
No. This is crap for crap. Totally different thing. All right, it's time for the pick six replay.
A pick six. He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Okay, boys, we were doing well coming into this week. And that's where it stopped. 4-2 from last week, 31-29 total. Ted Johnson, a 9-1 record. Stiz, Fitzy, Brian, all 5-5 entering the week. Myself at 4-6. And Andy Hart at 2-8. It was a promising week right from the start. But let's get to our first pick of the week, Stiz.
Course with a rushing touchdown. He might do it again. And does! Touchdown, Bills! Back and forth we go in Buffalo.
44-32, the Bills over the Bucks. Games with 3 passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns. 2 in NFL history. They both belong to Josh Allen. The Bills scored their most points in a single game this season and the 4th highest score in a single game of any NFL team in 2025. Nick Fitzy Stevens, your 5th victory in a row goes via the Buffalo Bills minus 5.5.
Ooh, wow. Andy, in my line
Shut
of work,
up. Yeah,
they call that a heater, kid.
No one cares, Fitzy. I will just...
What, you want to stand closer to me just so you can get some of that heat? Maybe it'll help you uncool?
I actually liked your pick, Fitzy, so much
Thank
so
you.
That I bet it in the real world. And
boy.
that helped me pay off the losses from playing the parlay every week by winning that actual bet. So I'm good there.
It is a lot easier to just, because we haven't had a perfect week yet. I would imagine that we're not going to.
What?
It's a little bit better. It makes me feel better when we lose the parlay, and I know you're losing $2 because you are almost always a part of the losing.
Oh, yeah. I earn my losses.
That's right.
In terms of that. Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, if I were like 10 weeks into this and I had won every week and we were close.
You had Teddy's record?
Yeah, I'd be mad if I were Ted. I'd be like, get rid of these idiots and just go out off on my own. But yeah, no, I am.
Now, you know what? Yeah. Actually, hey, can I introduce this possible permutation or wild card variable? What about if Ted 1 week sees Andy's pick and forces him to call an audible?
Okay. Ted can have like veto power over my picks. He's earned it.
Ted get veto.
Absolutely. If he doesn't like my pick, Ted gets to veto it. Okay. I'll play that game. I tried it this week. Some weeks I put my pick in early. This week I waited till everybody picked, so I couldn't even have my choice of picks. I had to wait till the end. Loserville continues.
All right, next one.
20-plus yards going into week 11. First and goal, toss play, McCaffrey, blockers in front, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Christian McCaffrey.
I needed a win. I got a win with the Niners minus 2.5 against the Cardinals. Brock Purdy was outstanding in his first game back in 7 weeks. 200 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, a 133.5 passer rating. It was San Francisco 41 and Arizona 22. But as you guys mentioned earlier, can't take away from Jacoby Brissett, whose 47 completions against the 49ers on Sunday is the most completions in a game in NFL history, breaking the record that was held between Jared Goff and Drew Bledsoe, who each had 45. Andy Hart, a win for the San Francisco 49ers. But a bit of a resurgence once again for Jacoby Brissett, this time with the Arizona Cardinals.
That is nuts, though. When you think about what he did here for the month last year and the way this offense was run, for him to go out and break Drew Bledsoe's record, who, if you all remember,
45 for 70 against the Vikings in 1994.
A.K.A. the Kevin Turner game, the over-the-shoulder catch by the fullback in the end zone in the poorly lit Foxborough Stadium to get the win.
What a game.
That is borderline unbelievable. Like, if you would ask me, is there any shot in hell? Like, I don't. Can you even envision a game where Jacoby Brissett throws 47 complete passes?
Not 47 passes, 47
completions. Oh yeah.
All right. So let's flip it this way, Andy. If the start of yesterday, I texted you and said, "Hey, somebody's going to complete 47 passes today. You get 3 guesses.
You could give me 31 guesses. I think I would have picked him, maybe not Cleveland. So maybe he, if you had given me like 28 guesses, I would not have guessed Jacoby Brissett. That's how bad it is. I don't even really know who the other guy is that caught the 15
Michael
passes.
Michael Wilson?
Yeah.
The old Stanford receiver.
Okay, why is he suddenly catching up? What's going on? Somebody should look into parlays between Brissett and Michael Wilson. Are they like rigging games here? Listen, I'm going to throw it 47 times today. 15 of them or whatever are going to go to you. Like, this is the craziest of craziness.
Absolutely. And the fact that now you have 2 of the 3 top completion games in NFL history by players who played for the Patriots, and none of them are Tom Brady. You got a Brissett, you got a Bledsoe, you don't have a Brady in that kind of stat. That was a bit of a ring around the way of saying it, but it's still true.
Also need to acknowledge that Dan Ball nailed the hell out of the pick and nailed it in the description. I believe on Friday you said something to the effect, Mac Jones has been running the offense just fine. I got to imagine it's going to be as good or better with Brock Purdy running it against the Cardinals. Nailed it.
That's what his contract would suggest he's able to do, and he was able to do that indeed. Okay, so those are 2 wins. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are our 2 wins this week. Let's get to the rest.
Shaheed.
That's it.
Watches it bounce inside the 5 and out of bounds inside the 1.
Wow.
Ethan Evans. There's no way he's ever made a better punt.
Ethan Evans iced the victory for the Los Angeles Rams with a perfect punt inside the 1. 21-19, the final LA wins. How about the quarterbacks this week? Darnold, Mahomes, Jackson, and Herbert. No touchdowns, 8 interceptions yesterday. Matthew Stafford in his last 7 games, meanwhile, 22 touchdowns and 0 picks. 5 straight wins for the Rams. Unfortunately, however, Andy Hart's line was 3.5. So by 1.5, 2 points in total. I'm sorry, my friend, you'll lose again.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, that's why that extra touchdown by Josh Allen was so big. Andy, Buffalo was only up by 5 until 2 minutes left, and I thought, oh my God, if I lose this by a half point, the whole show is going to kill me. And you got screwed, bro.
I'll take
that.
It's
so sad.
I'm a loser. So why don't you kill me?
All right, next one.
Hey, wait, Dan, am I correct also, real quick, in general NFL, was Justin Herbert, was like 10 of 18 for 80 yards?
Oh, yeah. He was 10 of 18, 81 yards, no touchdowns and a pick was his final line. He was so bad that Trey Lance was in the game on purpose. Like, that was, well, not on purpose, I mean, but it was 35-6, yeah. It was unbelievably bad, and if somebody had him in two of his fantasy leagues, then really, really stinks, yeah.
Ouch, babe.
Tough week to have Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson as your quarterbacks, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Next one.
Matthew Wright for the win. The kick right down Broadway through the heart of Nashville, and what a performance.
That was Chris Myers feeling all of the emotion, as you could hear. The Houston Texans, a walk-off field goal to beat the Tennessee Titans 16-13. Davis Mills with the Texans season kind of on the line. 556 total yards, 3 passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, a pick, and 2 game-winning drives. Houston wins. However, they did not cover, and that broke Ted Johnson's 9-game pick-winning streak in our afternoon's pick 6. But a win is a win, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, for the Houston Texans sneaking by the Tennessee Titans.
I got to be honest, after the performance he put on the week prior, Dan, in the fourth quarter and that epic comeback against the Jags when the Texans were down 29-10, I think I and a lot of other people thought yesterday Davis Mills would have a good day against that lackluster Titans defense, be a good streaming option in fantasy. Enter the narrator, he was not.
Oh, yeah, no kidding about that, but.
And I think Chris Myers wasn't overly emotional because he was trying to work that good line. Because right down Broadway is a cliche, a common phrase, but obviously Broadway also goes right through the heart of Nashville, so he was trying to tie it to the whole thing, and he was trying to make sure he didn't screw it up.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but it's a game-winning kick.
Like, you'd rather have Gus Johnson just screaming.
No, God, no. Let's find it somewhere maybe in the middle.
Oh, happy medium.
A professional, maybe, potentially. Like, don't make it so obvious you have Titans money line when you're calling that kick. But
okay.
Anyways, next one.
Goff looking, throwing, back of the end zone, St. Brown, no! Covered by Jackson. The pressure gets to Goff again.
Another ugly primetime game. Lions and the Eagles, 16-9, your final. The Lions were 3-for-13 converting third downs and 0-5 on converting fourth downs. The Eagles held Jared Goff to a 37.8 completion percentage, ninth lowest mark by a quarterback with 35 or more attempts since 2005. So, Andy, you talked about the Eagles and their offense. It has been suspect, but the defense has been no joke the last couple weeks.
Absolutely, and they made Jared Goff uncomfortable to the point that even some of the throws that were there, like there was a crosser that sticks into my head where he just, it's there, like the guys, and he threw it like at his ankles, and the guy couldn't haul it in. You know me, I'm not the biggest Jared Goff fan, and I had sort of accepted his success, but I still think he's a little, we're coming up on that time of year, fragile. Uh-oh. It's Italian and it means fragile. I think Jared Goff can be fragile, and that Eagles defense made him feel that way.
What was the stat line again of his final 18 passes, Andy? How many did he complete?
6 or 7?
2. Two.
Oh, boy. There's the meme again. We'll ask Drake about it. All right, last one.
The field on first and goal. Should be the final play of the quarter. Tootin! Tootin is in for the Jacksonville touchdown!
First of many for Jacksonville.
Tootin! Can we just keep saying
Tootin? My kid's favorite player by a mile.
Said it twice just to make sure you heard it. 35-6, Jacksonville just kicks the crap out of the Chargers. Trevor Lawrence, 3-0 in his career against Justin Herbert, including playoffs. And as Fitzy and I just mentioned, 10-for-18, 81 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. 2-4 was our record this week, dropping us back to 500 as a program at 33-33 after 11 weeks. And Andy Hart, that is your Pick 6 recap.
Yeah, I'm by no means anyone to point fingers, but I do think that might be one of our worst losses. The Chargers -3 against the Jaguars, lost by 29, to which Brian Frizzoco said in our group chat when Fitzy asked, how's the parlay doing? Mine lost. And I'm thinking, lost is the understatement of the year. It never had a shot. It was the worst pick ever made in our parlays. That being said, Stiz, we do have a request for a rejoiner for me, courtesy of me. That would be Beck Loser for my success or lack thereof.
Coming up
next here, time now actually for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Well, League Leaders, that would be Ted Johnson, despite the rare loss in our Pick 6 parlay, continues to be the front runner, which may actually earn him veto power in future parlays. He may actually be allowed to veto my picks. And Circling the Drain is being kind. I have been flushed. I am working my way through the sewer pipes. I'm going to be out in the ocean floating around at some point because I am a turd of a picker in terms of football games this year. Coming up next here on WEEI, it is time for Odds and Ends. And we have an odd question to ask. Is Jeremy Swayman actually a really good goalie now? That changed fast. Jeremy Swayman and the Bruins up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.